You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hey, Josh, what are you listening to?
Oklahoma.
Oh my gosh, I love Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Me too, but not that one.
Oh, well, what's that from?
You could be standing on Broadway, the lights all aglow, but the marquee's displaying a name you don't know. Well, there's no need to be nervous, we're still glad that you've come, and we welcome you to What's That From? It's Kate and Josh on What's That From?
Hello, and welcome back. Two, What's That From?
A podcast exploring musicals we don't know, but probably should. I'm Kate.
And I'm Josh. And this is episode 6.
We're six.
Is it 6?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Time flies when you're having a blast.
No, literally.
That's the phrase. Time flies when you're having a blast.
That's our phrase.
So true. Just a couple of dirty rotten scoundrels, me and you.
Ayo.
Ayo. And that's a musical.
What we're doing this week.
Yeah.
And I think, why don't we get started with Kate's 30-second plot challenge? Dive right in.
Yep. It's going to be another one of... Okay.
Away. Yeah. You know, there's going to be a lot of dirty rotten plays here this episode, so just get ready.
Just start the clock.
3, 2, go.
This is a musical about some dirty rotten scoundrels. It's essentially I can't think of the word. It's like a whodunit con. Like, it's the con men get conned, essentially. There's a lot of other details, but what you essentially need to know is there's a lot of conning, a lot of dancing, a lot of goofing, a lot of singing, and merriment.
Time. And merriment? Right.
I couldn't think of the word. I couldn't think of the word. I was trying to say, like, it's like a con. I still don't think. I'm like.
There's a lot of conning,
a switch
basically.
Up. There's a big, yeah. It's not a whodunit. I don't know. I can't think of the word. Whatever. So, well, okay, that's the show.
Well, that didn't really entice you all. How about we talk a little more about this show?
So, I just think the character names in all... One thing about us recently...
We're doing all these shows with a billion characters.
And, like, why are all of them kind of a mystery? Like, it's kind of made me in this... I'm like, are all musicals somehow involving, like, murder or conning?
Yes.
Because all the ones that we've done
and
are...
a saloon number.
Yeah, like, does that feel weird to you? Because I...
There's a formula.
I haven't seen a music... Oh, I guess I'm like, It Hot is kind of, like, conning a little bit. But I'm like, I haven't
music
seen...
Man?
Oh, I guess... Okay, but that's, like, that's an old musical.
Sweeney Todd, conning.
I guess so.
There's a lot of conning.
And murder. Wow. Yeah. Wow. I guess the overarching theme is that all musicals are about...
You can't trust anybody.
You can't trust it. Oh, I just never noticed that until this season, and then suddenly I'm like...
It makes sense why I love conning so much, is because it's around you know, musical theater.
You heard it here, folks. Josh Hart con. Anyway.
Anyways.
Let's get into it.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is a musical with music and lyrics by David Yazbek,
who you might know from The Full Monty, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, and The Band's Visit, and Tootsie.
Yes.
And most recently, Dead Outlaw.
Yeah.
Off-Broadway.
Didn't realize he did all of this. We did The Full Monty last season, and The Band's Visit was, you know, big, huge, popular show on Broadway, and I just didn't realize it was all the same person.
Yeah.
He kind of really slays.
He works.
Yeah, love you so much, David Yazbek. Keep doing what you're doing. And the book was by Jeffrey Lane, who also wrote the book for Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. So they've worked together before.
It was on Broadway in 2005 and ran for 626 performances.
No small feat.
Yeah.
It had mixed reviews. I was reading some things where it was like getting compared to The Producers, mm-hmm. kind of.
Conning.
Yeah. So they were just like, this is another musical about conning, but I don't like it as much.
Right.
But now I'm just realizing that
all musical theater is conning.
About conning. So I'm kind of, that just feels like a lazy review to me. And the music is so
fun. The music
fun.
Is great. I love the music. It's super so musical theater-y.
Yes.
It was choreographed by Jerry Mitchell and directed by Jack O'Brien. A little Hairspray reunion. very funny musical theater comedy.
Big punchy.
Right up that alley.
Yeah. It's sure. really fun to listen to. Like, if you find yourself being attracted to just, like, classic, big, brassy musical theater, this will scratch the itch. Yeah. It's a really good.
Well, we start, this is based on a movie with Steve Martin, and that came out in the 80s, and that's kind of the time period vibe we're in. It's like a little retro, but not like super old.
Yeah.
But we're at a French Riviera casino, and we meet Lawrence Jameson, who is a con artist. And his game is conning these wealthy women at the casino out of their money. And they, these con men like to play a character.
Mm-hmm.
So they go under disguise and they trick these women and they steal their money.
Yeah, super, what a noble profession.
Classy.
Love, classy and classic.
And we're with his bodyguard, Andre. And our first big number is give them what they want.
Mm-hmm. Good number.
Yeah.
Good big first Fun number.
Opener. Yeah. The show's got a lot of good like dance orchestration in it.
There's also like it's one of those musicals where so many things feel like an 11 o'clock number in a good way.
Yeah. No, totally.
Like you're just constantly like at the peak. Yeah. Which I enjoy. Then we meet Muriel Eubanks and a few other women who are there, and they're sort of expressing their devotion and love for Lawrence, who has conned all of them, but they're bonding. They love him.
Yeah, this is a fun number. What
yeah.
was a woman to do?
Mm-hmm.
Good ladies number.
Yeah. Which we love, a strong ladies number. So then Andre, the bodyguard, warns Lawrence about a highly successful con artist who they refer to as the Jackal. And who's to say, is supposedly visiting the area. So
they're like, keep an eye out.
Gotta keep a lookout.
This jackal.
Is, yeah, because this is like, this is Lawrence's territory, his turf.
Right.
Gotta keep an eye out.
So then we meet Freddie Benson. I'm like, iCarly? Isn't that his name on iCarly?
I think
Freddie Benson?
I feel like you're right.
Dan Schneider is involved in this too.
No way, no way.
Talk about a dirty rotten scoundrel.
No, for sure.
Client on set. So we meet Freddie Benson without Carly. And Lawrence is like, that's got to be the Jackal. That's him. I know right away something's up with him.
And because he watches him swindle a woman.
Right.
They're conning, but only with the women. Yeah. Like... I'm like, no one's gonna like play poker and like cheat or something.
Like, if they stay in the same space for too long, aren't they gonna catch on?
I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
I guess I've never conned on this level before.
So then, he brings Freddie in and is like, I'm gonna take you under my wing. And so he brings him to his mansion, and Freddie's like, wow, I've never seen wealth like this.
Yeah.
And there's a big number called Great Big Stuff. This was like the Tony performance number.
I'm obsessed with this song.
It's fun.
It's so fun. And it's interesting because in the album, to me, it was giving a lot of speaking.
Yeah.
But I've also heard people sing it a little more, and I am obsessed with it.
Yeah. I've never heard this song
also
before.
Kind of shocking to me when they... I always forget that Donald Trump was like just a rich businessman for a while before he like was president and all of that stuff. So when they're like, I want to be like Donald Trump and have a golf course and be, I was like, why would you want to? Oh, it was 2005. Yeah.
Like even Donald Trump is referenced in The Heights too.
Yeah. And like, what about, I was going to say Annie and that was just so wrong.
Yeah. My favorite part of Annie is the line about Donald
Trump. No, what I think what I meant
in a new deal for Christmas.
No, what I was thinking about is Home Alone.
Yeah.
Annie. They're not even really similar. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
So
then
Freddie asks Lawrence, please show me how you're doing this, how you're getting all this money, teach me how to be like you.
But Andre, the bodyguard, is like, I don't like this guy.
He's just a chimp in a suit. Thus the song, Chimp in a Suit. So Lawrence considers Freddie's request, and
then we meet Jolene, who is a former woman that was conned. And she holds him at gunpoint and is like, you're going to marry me. Move with me to Oklahoma. And they do a big Western sequence.
Obsessed with the song.
I love a cowboy number in a musical.
This song is also really catchy.
It's cute.
Isn't it like... Yeah. It was something I felt like I also had heard maybe before.
I think I had too.
But I didn't know it was from this.
Yeah.
Crazy. What is that from? So then, Lawrence decides to use Freddie to help. Freddie poses as Lawrence's brother.
Rupert. Ruprecht.
Ruprecht.
And they con her by taking her to like a really nasty apartment. And Norbert Leo Butz's character, Freddie, acts wild and crazy, and they creep her out until she's like,
actually, never mind, I don't want to marry you. She got out conned again.
Yep.
Poor Jolene.
Yeah, literally.
So after they sort of team up, then
he's like, actually, this town ain't big enough for the both of us.
He's like, wait a minute,
I'm Dirty Dan.
Yeah, and you seem to be conning people also pretty good. So now that I've seen you in action,
so they're like, here, we'll make a deal. The first guy to swindle a woman at $50,000 gets to keep the turf. And then
this premise I absolutely hate.
It's a little slimy. Like, they're like, oh, these dumb women, we're going to steal their money.
These rich, dumb women with nothing better to do. I'm going to swindle them into giving me $50,000. They said the Tinder swindler.
Literally.
I don't know.
So then we meet, like, this perfect candidate for them. A typical dumb blonde trope comes in.
Christine Colgate.
And they're saying that she's the American soap queen.
Yeah, naive, bumping into everyone, clumsy. And she sings the most bopping number in the whole show, Here I Am.
She also gets to chill for 40 minutes before she even comes out on stage.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Literally love her so much.
This was the What's That From song for me.
For sure. Also, shame on me. I've sang this song multiple times, knew nothing about Out this yourself. Musical.
Be honest.
I did not do the research. So, yeah, if you've seen a performance of this by me, it was not. I was not giving
no intention.
No intention. Not giving you beats. It was fake, phony,
well, we
a lie.
We accept your apology.
Thank you so much.
Now here I am. And I hope you will perform it again now that
you've Thank you.
Gained that wealth of knowledge.
I'll consider. Even like if she is just off stage the whole time. So what is she even singing about?
So you know what? Actually, apology rejected.
Thank you. Oh.
You didn't need it.
So after she sings her amazing, amazing number, both the con men are like, you.
You. Perfect.
Perfect.
So then Freddie becomes this character of a man that's paralyzed from the waist down. And he does the rest of the show in a wheelchair.
Which I also kind of hate. I'm sorry. I kind of hate it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
So he cons her that, like, he needs $50,000 to have the special doctor, like,
yeah,
heal him.
Dr. Schaffhausen's.
And they sing a song called Nothing Is Too Wonderful to Be True.
I love this song. I love this song. The music,
so he
like
kinda,
I
like,
said,
gets
so
her
good.
Fall in love with him, and she agrees to pay the money for him. And
she's like, okay, well, the doctor is actually at the hotel.
And he's like, huh?
He's like,
because he made up the doctor.
And he's like, oh.
But then we find out that Lawrence is playing the role of the doctor to
gotcha.
Take the money. Boom. They love it.
They love it.
They love to dress up.
This is absolutely a con triangle. You've heard of a love triangle?
Talk about a con triangle.
Yeah.
Talk about a pyramid scheme.
Whoa. Whoa.
And no, that's so the end true. Of Act 1.
Great end right. of Act 1. Yeah. Really wish he wasn't in a wheelchair. That just
really
kind of...
Really wish they weren't trying to, like, steal women's money.
Like, there's just a lot of stuff where I'm like, the bones of this are awesome.
Yeah.
And the
music is so good,
it's
though.
So good. I wish we could do a production where we just change some of the circumstances. I think you could.
Maybe.
I don't know, but there is a whole song called, like, Love Is My Legs, which I'm
okay,
like...
Okay, we'll get there. So then, Act 2. We get a little entr'acte. And then we see Lawrence as the doctor doing different medical tests on Freddy. And we get a little number, Ruffhausen, Mint Schaffhausen.
And obviously Freddy can't reveal
that he actually has feeling in his legs.
And that he knows Lawrence and that, like, they're in a competition. So I just pretend like this is a real doctor and these are real things. Yep.
Then we kind of cut to our other characters. So Muriel, the woman we met in the beginning of the show,
mm-hmm.
who's like a staple of that casino community. Andre, the bodyguard, has taken a little liking to her.
Cute.
And they fall in love. And they get a little number like this, like that.
And it's so
cute. It's a little
soft
shit.
A little soft.
Yeah, they get a little dance break in there. It's cute.
Yeah. I love musical theater.
Me too.
So then Lawrence is making every effort to get close to our girl Christine.
And they do a number, The More We Dance.
Great dance break.
Great dance break.
The music. Da, 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 da. No, like, the music is so... to dance to that, I feel, would be so satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well written. Once again, thank you, David.
And then, as they're out dancing, he actually finds out that Christine is not as wealthy as they had believed.
Uh-oh.
So then, they're like, maybe we should just, like, drop the whole $50,000 idea. Because he's like, maybe we shouldn't...
We're not gonna get it, and
she doesn't have it.
Yeah, and then
they're like, okay, well, how about this? Whoever sleeps with her first gets to say. They're like, oh, yeah,
even better. Yeah, please. Ew. Ew.
Like, just when you think it couldn't get more dirty and rotten,
these scoundrels—they're doing it. Yeah.
Ew.
Ew.
Not very 2024 of them.
No, but things turn out all right for our girl Christine. So.
So then, gosh, this is when it gets crazy.
This is when you lose me, is this song, Love Is My Legs, I have to say.
So Freddy goes to sleep with her. And
he's like,
they hired two sailors to kidnap Lawrence so that he gets out of the way. So they hire, like, some hitmen.
Right. And then they do this whole Love Is My Legs thing where he's like, oh, I can't walk, but, like, maybe if you give me the motivation, like, I'll be so compelled to, like, walk to you across the bed.
And she's like, okay. And so then he gets up and walks to her and then falls on her.
Yeah. It's like, ew. Ew. Gross. Guys.
And then Lawrence appears and, they did it as a test to, like, trap him. And then the same sailors are hired by Lawrence now to kidnap Freddy. And then they do a number called Love Sneaks In where Lawrence is like, wait, I'm actually having feelings for this girl. Uh-oh.
Yeah. I feel like that's why he wanted to call it off in the first place.
Right. So then Freddy comes back and he escaped the sailors, but it was too late. So then the next day, he sees Christine at the hotel, and he's like, look, I'm in love with you, too. And he does a little callback to the song from earlier.
Son of a great big stuff. And the two get into bed together. And then it switches to Lawrence's mansion where Christine arrives. And then she's like, I came back to see Freddie. We made love. And then I woke up and all my money was gone. I need help. Like, I got conned.
I think he wasn't really paralyzed. And Lawrence is like, oh, honey.
No, and he's like, oh, no. Like, let me help you. Like, that's crazy. I'm going to give you the money and, like, put $50,000 in a suitcase. Tell her to take it. And she's like, no, like, I can't take it. And she, like, takes the suitcase, but then she brings it back. And she's like, no, like, I can't remember you by this. And he's like, oh, my God, love you.
And so then after she leaves, Freddie comes and he's naked. And he's like, and Lawrence and him are starting to fight. And Freddie's like, no, 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 like, we never slept together. She knocked me out. I woke up and all my stuff was gone. And Lawrence is like, what? And he opens the suitcase and she actually took the money. And she swindled them both.
And she wrote a note that said, goodbye, boys. It was fun. Love the jackal.
Ta-da. It was her the whole time.
Then she knew about their scam the whole time. And instead, she scammed them.
The pros of conning.
The reckoning.
So then we flash to the future. And Christine shows back up. And she's like playing a character. Kind of like a New York, New Jersey girl. And she's got like all this group of people with her, and she like introduces the two guys as these like random rich people, and then they all kind of catch on that she's like, look, that was the most fun I've ever had, let's do this again,
yeah,
make even more money.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay,
and they sing a dirty rotten number, and then they scheme and scam.
It's a cute little tie up at the end.
It is.
There's a lot of really cute
and
bits in it,
although disgusting premise.
Yeah, it's like
Christine kind of slays.
One hand it's a thumbs up, other hand thumbs down.
Yeah, she girl boss gatekeep gaslights.
I mean, that is the show, is girl boss gatekeep gaslights.
But at first you're like, it's actually maybe misogyny,
sexism.
And sexism, but then it's kind of like, oh, actually she's girl bossing.
Yeah, I mean, like, wow, these dirty rotten scoundrels outside on the motorcycle. Can you hear that? Yeah. But, yeah, I just, there's a lot working for it and a lot working against it.
I honestly can't, I guess I can't believe it came out in 2005, but yeah. I can't believe it came out in 2005.
Yeah.
You know, when we did, like, the pajama game.
You're and like, it was oh, God, at least this was 1950-something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But no, it's like, wah, wah. Well, it's
like 10
but
years
you know
ago.
What? I think the music is so good,
yeah.
And I think
the performances are good.
The bones of it is there.
Yeah, it's funny.
I think if in the right hands with some tweaks, it has the right idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of giving, like, you could do it in rotation with Honeymoon in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Keep that casino set up.
No, literally.
For both.
And then you could do Guys and Dolls next summer. That's conning, too.
That is. Whoa. No, I'm having this crazy murder, conning, or both.
I really like want to go through the list of musicals that we've done and be like
conning.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
9 to 5, conning.
They con. Yes.
I'm like shook right now.
Beetlejuice con.
Dim Yankees con.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice con. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hades Town. She gets conned.
She does get conned. And death.
Promises. Con.
Con. Our jaws are on the floor.
I'm really gagged.
Yeah.
Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Con.
Con. 100%.
The Boy from Oz is a con. Liza Minnelli got conned because her husband was gay. Sideshow. Con.
Con. Con for real. Yeah. 25th annual is not a con.
No. Okay, there's exceptions.
There's a couple exceptions.
I don't know if I would call Titanic a con. I mean, it's a con and a pro and con, but it's not conning. Okay, well.
Anyways,
majority of musicals are con.
About conning, which it feels crazy. Feels crazy.
So it was nominated for 11 Tonys and won only one. Best actor for Norbert Butts.
Yeah.
He's tiny. You watch from that bootleg. They're also tall, and he is just like a small
He's
little
so
man.
He's so talented.
Great.
So talented.
What would you rate this show?
I think the music and lyrics is like really strong, honestly. Like,
yeah. Like music and lyrics, like, it could be an 8 out of 10 to me.
Yeah. Or even a 9 out of 10 to me, just because I love that style.
But like overall ick value brings it, the ick meter sways it down to like maybe a 6.
Yeah. And maybe it's like somewhere in the middle then, as like it's like a 7. And it's weird because I feel as if I know that a lot of high schools do this, which just makes me feel gross.
I've never seen a production of this near me.
Yeah. I think it's a shame. It's just so fun. The music is so fun. I think it's definitely worth a listen. And like the album is really, I think everyone on the album is really incredible. Mm-hmm. But I think content-wise, just a lot of things being done and said that I am like, do we need a musical about that?
Yeah,
there are plenty of other musicals about conning that...
It's also similar to Curtains, just like all old white people.
Yeah.
It's not a very diverse cast.
Yeah. But I do think that if someone got their hands on it and like took the bones of it and made it into something, I think there's a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
But, but not right now.
They definitely went dirty rotten, so they
so
did
true.
That.
They did that.
They did.
Yeah, but overall, glad we
Good
know
listen.
It. Yeah.
Check the album out.
Yeah, and now it's nice because if you're singing "Here I Am," you can have an opinion about it instead of just singing "Here I Am."
Exactly. You were conning them, making them think
that
you
knew what I
was
doing.
Going on. And on that note, follow us on Instagram at WTFBWAY. That is at WTFBWAY.
And you can find us, as always, on the Broadway Podcast Network or wherever you do your listening. I'm Kate.
And I'm Josh.
And this has been
What's
That From?
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.